Welcome back to Food Drive Fridays. I'm Schaefer Landit, and I'm here today with Director of Warren County Nutrition, Marty Davis. Marty, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So Warren County Nutrition, we'll go ahead and get started. Would you just like to tell us a little bit more about who Warren County Nutrition is and what you guys do and just kind of your mission a little bit?
Okay. We've been around for 40 years, just a little longer. We started out with congregate meal sites where we served the people that came in, they gathered. We also do home-delivered meals for the people that can't get out, shut-ins. We have closed the site in Indianola, so everything in Indianola is delivery, Norwalk delivery. Carlisle has an active meal site, and people are welcome to go there 5 days a week, and they also deliver they also do home-delivered meals. We also deliver throughout the county in the rural areas, from corner to corner, border to border. And we serve about 300, 325 clients a month.
And specifically who, so you serve people in county, but who specifically, or is there sort of qualifications, or just kind of whoever needs assistance?
Essentially, it's a program designed for those 60 and over, or disabled. So, or the caregivers of the children of someone who is 60 or more. But pretty much it's at our discretion to make sure that we're helping people where they need it most.
Do you know much of the history of the organization, how long it's been around, and things of that nature? Or
we started back in, I believe it was 78, with Lacona and Indianola, and then Martinsdale was added that next year, and Carlisle opened early 80s.
Okay. And again, back to the kind of Warren County and those you talked about you serve, kind of more in depth on, can you kind of go more in depth on the need that you see in Warren County? Give us a little bit more of an idea of, I know you said how many people you serve, but how frequently and just kind of the day-to-day stuff and really to give people perspective on the need that Warren County has for something like this.
Okay, we deliver Monday through Friday, weather events excluded. Any day the county is open, we deliver meals. It's not just a meal, it's a welfare check. The drivers are all volunteers, and we can always use more volunteers. They go out, they take the food, they check on the people, they develop relationships. We've got some drivers that have been driving 25 years and maybe go south for the winter but are anxious to come back in the spring and see their people again. So it's a labor of love through the volunteers and everyone in our department.
And Marty, how long have you been a part of the organization yourself?
6 years, 7 years.
Okay, and have you been the same director the whole time, or kind of different?
I started out as a sub cook and then worked through the program. And when the previous director retired, she asked me to take over.
And how many people would you say are involved currently in your efforts right now?
We have 9 employees and about 125 volunteers throughout the county.
We'll get more into like how people can help a little bit later, but do volunteers and the frequency of how often they help, I know you talked about some people kind of going back and forth, but does that vary person to person? Or
it does.
Okay.
Some do it every Tuesday of the month. Some do it every other. Some do it once a month. It's whatever works in their schedule. And like I said, we love our volunteers and couldn't do this without them.
Back to kind of more personal stuff. Why, I mean, we talked about the need for that Warren County has for something like this, but why do you feel called to kind of lead this effort? What was there a specific moment, or you're just kind of your connection with the organization?
The gal that currently runs our Carlisle site recruited me to be a sub because her son was graduating from Air Force basic training. I've been in food service off and on, you know, most of my life, various ways. And did not realize when I started that they're not just our clients. They become part of a family. And these people are worth fighting for. They're worth everything we do.
Schaefer Landup here on Food Drive Fridays with the Director of Warren County Nutrition, Marty Davis. And Marty, we were just kind of getting into a little bit about volunteers, and we talked about how many you have and how many employees you have. If somebody wants to volunteer, what specifically can they do to get in touch with you and to get involved?
Simply call the number. It's 515-961-1155.
And what would some things volunteers, what are some things that volunteers would be doing?
Generally, it's delivering meals. It's, you know, maybe most of our routes are done within an hour. Some take a little longer depending on how long they visit. But it's an hour commitment. It's over an early lunch hour because our deliveries leave at 10:30 in the morning. And they're generally done by 11:30, 12 o'clock, depending on how long they stick around to visit. But we try to keep it as minimal as possible for them so that they can get back to their day. Some of them do it on their lunch break. Several of them are retired. So that's, we need volunteers everywhere. Carlisle needs them, Indianola, Norwalk. They're more than welcome to give us a call and we'll direct them to the right location.
And I know you talked about this a little bit in the first segment, but for the second segment's sake, how many regular volunteers would you say you have? And then of that number of volunteers also, how many people would you say kind of just stop by a couple times, kind of give an idea of the frequency of some people, some, you know, in case there's somebody out there who can only lend a little bit of time in kind of the grand scheme of things.
Right. I mean, if they've got time through the winter, we have snowbirds that deliver that are gone, so we can always use some help during the winter time. You know, as little as once a month or as much as twice a week, whatever fits in their schedule, we're very thankful for.
And if somebody maybe can't lend their hand volunteering, what are other ways that people can help the effort?
One of the programs that we've thought about developing is Adopt a Senior, where they could sponsor a senior for a week's worth of meals or something like that to keep the program afloat. We do operate at a deficit for our funding. Part of our funding comes from Aging Resources of Central Iowa, from private pay from our individuals, and the county kicks in a nice portion of our funding. We also serve the jail three meals a day, so that compensates for part of what we spend.
And are people able to donate on their own accord? Is that something somebody can do?
Most definitely. They can send us a check to Warren County Nutrition, 115 North Howard, Suite 103, Indianola, Iowa, 50125.
And the holidays are fast approaching. We're almost there. And when this airs, we'll be even closer. That's probably a bigger need even during the holiday season, especially when people can't get out because of the weather. But then also, it's just making sure people are fed when it's cold outside and when the holidays are approaching. So kind of your efforts over the holidays might be a little ramped up as well?
Well, because the county is closed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and then on into January for Martin Luther King Day, we have a grant that has helped us to put together emergency meal kits. So we're sending those out in the event we have, if school is closed for weather, we're closed because we don't want to put our drivers out there at risk. Don't want the employees to drive in at risk. Somebody has to be here to feed the jail every day, but we have a couple here in town. But we put together these meal kits that are the equivalent of 3 to 4 days of food, snacks, to carry them through if it's a bad snowstorm and they don't want to get out, or they don't have family or anything around over the holidays, and it gives them something when we're not there to serve them.
Well, Marty, we're about at the end here. I really appreciate your time and giving us a little insight. Do you have just any final comments heading into the holiday season? One last kind of information on how people can help, and just some closing comments on Warren County Nutrition as a whole.
It's a wonderful program, and the people are so appreciative and so kind. If anyone wants to know more about us, just give us a call at 961-1155, and we'll be happy to tell them more. And if anyone needs meals, please call.
Well, that is Marty Davis, Director of Warren County Nutrition, on today's Food Drive Friday segment. To learn more, visit KNIAKRLS.com or the Warren County website.
Yes.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.